Well, welcome everyone to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment, our sponsor. Welcome, Erin, and what will we be talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jan, and thank you for having me. And today we'll be talking about a breathtaking destination and real favourite of mine, which is the Kruger National Park in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And I've been lucky enough to visit Kruger in early 2018, as my sister currently resides in South Africa. Mm. And so I'll be heading back over for some even more visits.
Wow.
And actually, as an entire family, we'll be heading over to South Africa and the Kruger in December this year as my sister will be getting married.
Oh, how lovely, and congratulations to your sister.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, what a great topic for us today. Now, can you tell our listeners and myself a little bit about where Kruger National Park is in the world?
Yeah, certainly, Jan. So the Kruger National Park, it's in the northeastern South Africa, mm-hmm. And it's one of Africa's largest game reserves. Yeah. It's near a town called Nelspruit, which is about 4 hours by road or a 1 hour flight from Johannesburg. Yeah. To the west and the south of the Kruger National Park are two South African provinces. Now, excuse my pronunciation. So the provinces are Limpopo, mm-hmm. and Mpumalanga.
My goodness.
And to the north of Kruger is Zimbabwe.
Right.
And to the east is Mozambique.
Right.
To get to Kruger, it's a simple direct flight from Sydney. There's Qantas direct services into Johannesburg. And then, as I mentioned, it's either a quick flight with South African Airlines from Johannesburg to Kruger, or mm-hmm. it's a reasonable road journey, rather, up there.
Well, it sounds very accessible, Erin. Now, I am a big animal lover.
Yeah.
And I think that lions and the other big cats are just majestic.
Yeah.
In saying that, can you tell me and our listeners, what can we expect to see and experience when visiting Kruger?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, Kruger, it is a rugged yet beautiful area, and it has a high density of wild animals, including the big five,
yep.
which are your lions, leopards, rhinos, elephants and buffaloes. There's hundreds of other mammals that make their home there, mm-hmm. as do many diverse bird species such as vultures, wow. eagles and storks. You know, there's mountains and bush plains and tropical forests. They all make up the landscape that is Kruger. Mm. And when I was visiting last year, we saw so many varieties of animals just in the first day alone. My mind really was blown.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the big five animals. So, yeah, again, lion, leopard, rhino, elephant and buffalo, all within the first few hours of being there.
Breathtaking.
It was.
Really?
Yeah, it was just amazing. Mm. And we actually saw a pride of lions on the road as we were just driving into Kruger, so as we just came into one of the gates. Mm. And another big highlight for me was seeing a family of white rhino at a watering hole. They're actually endangered, mm-hmm. and very rare, so that was a really special moment. Yeah, and I can honestly say that visiting the Kruger has really turned me into an animal lover.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
I'm already getting excited. You can probably hear it in my voice, but I'm already getting excited for when next I'll be visiting.
And I bet your camera goes a lot too.
Yes, lots of cameras. But yeah, there's more to the Kruger than the extraordinary animals. Mm-hmm. There's a huge food and wine focus at the variety of luxury lodges and properties.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a focus on health and wellness, with many of the retreats and properties offering day spa facilities and yoga and different health and wellness yep. approaches like that.
Well, I'd love to see all those animals you mentioned, Erin.
Yeah.
I think they'd be just magnificent. And we'll see, as we are taking Africa, or rather South Africa, today, it's only fitting we play Toto's great song, Africa, for our short song break.
Yeah.
Let's go with Toto.
Thank you. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flights. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there." As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Welcome back to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Bickford segment. And today we are talking about Kruger National Park in South Africa. Today, and Erin, can you let us know some ways we can visit and experience all that Kruger has to offer?
Yeah, there's really plenty of ways to travel around and see South Africa, and in particular Kruger National Park. There's a wide variety of tours that are available that incorporate both on- and off-road adventures, and these tours, they really can vary in star rating and inclusion. Right. So, you know, you've got your top-of-the-line luxurious five-star offerings where, you know, you don't lift a finger, everything's included. Your accommodation is in stunning five-star lodges and properties. You still do see, you know, you do all the game drives and you see all the animals, but it's in that five-star environment.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. well, you might be a bit more like the adventure style tours where, you know, you might find yourself staying in dormitory style accommodation in lodges or even a tent. You might like to stay in a tent
Not
in
me.
The wilderness, Jen.
I'm sure my grandchildren would go. They would love it. Yes, they'd love it.
It's all safe, obviously, so, you know, you've got people there to look after you. But Kruger's also a fabulous place to visit at your own pace on a self-driving style holiday.
Yep.
And here you can fly into, as I said earlier, either Johannesburg or Nelspruit, which is the Kruger airport.
Right.
You could hire a car and, following directions, drive into one of the various gates into the Kruger National Park. And I can assist with all of this information and arrangements. And also doing a self-drive holiday, it gives you more options when it comes to accommodation and inclusions.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and, you know, we can tailor that to exactly what you would like. And one thing I do remember from my time in the Kruger is that there's such a variety of beautiful accommodation on offer from, you know, lodges, retreats, and the tented accommodation that I was talking about. Mm. I did get to visit a few, but there's just so many more that I'd love to go back and
it'd be very hard to see. It all in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, because you're obviously busy.
Yep.
There to see the animals and experience that, but the accommodations are stunning as well.
And very important too.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But another beautiful way to see the Kruger and many other parts of Africa, for that matter, is to travel by train, which is something that not many people may be aware of.
Mm.
And, you know, luxury train, actually.
Right.
So there's the Rovus Rail.
Mm-hmm.
It offers a variety of itineraries that take in not only the Kruger, but many other areas within South Africa and Greater Africa. And there are three various suites available on the train that vary in size and inclusions.
Mm.
There's even one that you have your own carriage on the train. And, you know, I just think it would be an absolutely amazing way to see that country, from, you know, from your own carriage, from your own suite on the,
well,
on the luxury train.
That sounds fabulous. Now,
yeah, definitely.
I love the sound of the train. I truly do. Now, Erin, what is the one piece of priceless advice or inside knowledge that you would like to share with us today about Kruger or South Africa?
Yeah, I probably have two, if that's okay, two pieces of advice that I'd like to leave you with. My main piece of advice would be to say to stay open-minded. Being in the Kruger National Park, you are very up close and personal with an array of animals.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, initially, it was a little bit out of my comfort zone.
We're not used to it, are we?
No. Yeah. Well, you know, you're sitting in an open-top vehicle with a pride of lions walking beside you or elephants walking towards you. It's not the everyday norm for us.
No.
You know, and it did take me a few days to adjust. But as I mentioned earlier, now that I've been an experienced all that Kruger has to offer, I'm honestly counting down the days until my next visit. I'm so excited. That would be my first piece of advice, to be brave and step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And my second piece of advice would be, don't be late and don't sleep in. Make the most of your time. So when you are staying in different lodges and things like that, you do two game drives a day. So one's in the morning for sunrise and one's in the afternoon evening for sunset.
Right.
And you're going out for a few hours at a time. And that would be, you know, obviously you don't want to miss out on any of the opportunities to be out there to see the animals at those two game drives. One quick story, when we were driving into the Kruger with my sister and her fiance, we saw some giraffes on the way in, and I was like, stop, I want to see the giraffes.
Of course, yes.
And my sister was like, no, we have to get there in time, you know, for the first drive.
Otherwise,
and I was like,
out.
It's okay, guys, don't rush. And, we did make it for that first game drive, but I said to my sister, thank you very much for rushing us, because I would not have liked to have missed any of the opportunities to see the animals in
their habitat.
So you
wouldn't recommend being late.
No, don't be late, be on time, and don't sleep in.
Okay. Well, great segment today, Erin, and you've given us all some great information and such a wonderful destination, Kruger National Park in South Africa. Thank you. And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Beckford. There you go. Thank you for today, Erin, and what will we be talking about during our next segment?
Yeah, thank you for today, Jan. And our next Talking Travel segment, we'll be talking about one of my favourite subjects, wine.
Oh, mine too. Yes, I'm in.
Yes. And in particular, we'll be talking about different Australian wine regions as holiday destinations. And that segment will be on Wednesday, the 10th of April, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Yep.
And I thought maybe I will bring in some wine tasters for us to go with the segment.
Oh, don't tell anyone.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere
in
the world, isn't it?
Well, it is 12 o'clock somewhere, yes. Or maybe we've got to slip out and have a little bottle in the car or something, you know. Sounds very good.
Yeah.
One of my favourite topics as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Erin, look forward to seeing you on the 10th of April.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Are you thinking of a holiday but not sure where to start? Whether it's a cruise, an overseas or domestic trip, or even booking flights, you have your very own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, to look after everything for you. With over 16 years in the travel industry and a multitude of her own travel experiences, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or visit travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality.